Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to week four of I Am Erotic Innocence. This is our Tuesday call, and the theme overall for this week is the womb, really diving into the womb space. And today, specifically, we're going to be exploring what is the womb, what are the themes around the womb, and clearing the womb. So that we have a nice fresh slate moving forward as we've been building this foundation for erotic innocence in our lives. So we're going to do some foundational work with the womb now. And before we dive into my thoughts and experiences with what the womb is and what it's a center for, I'd love for y'all to ponder it for yourself, and we can glean the intuitive themes that arise as we think on the womb. So, this first journal prompt is a fill in the blank. And the first part of the sentence is, "My womb is a source of." My womb is a source of. So, just listing out whatever words, textures, colors, whatever comes through, my womb is a source of. And whenever you feel like you have a pretty substantive list, feel free to share in the chat. Or you can unmute yourself if you feel called. I see from Kayla in the chat, she says, creation, intuition, and power. Yes. Dory says, connection, power, portal. So we've got power in there twice. Beautiful.
So I'd like to just hop on and say, my womb is a source of gushing delight, blushing with pleasure, a life-giving wellspring of love, a birthing place, power. And pink rose came up.
Beautiful. Yes. Alrighty. So as y'all can see, we're drawing on these similar themes, right? There's the themes of power. There was some pleasure in those poetic words from Misty. The connection, it's a portal to what? Creation. We're creating. We have the power to create. That's why it's so powerful. It can create something from nothing. Intuition, the womb is a place of discernment. It not only is where you're receiving intuitive pings and next steps for what is going to help you fulfill your soul mission, but also this constant feedback system of what is nourishing me in any given moment. There's a big thing of nourishment because it's that source of pleasure, right? So it's tuning you in. What's pleasurable? What's nourishing? What's rejuvenating? And we get feedback very quickly from the womb when things are out of alignment in that way. If we're feeling drained or depleted by something or someone, there may even be anger, frustration, rage. Because even just annoyance, anger's like on a spectrum, annoyance on the shallow end, and then rage on the deep end. And those feelings are always giving us feedback of usually some sort of boundary violation, some form of perceived violation, or like something's just not right, something's not feeling good. And the womb is very skilled at giving us that immediate feedback of what is feeling juicy, pleasurable, etc. Dory had mentioned the portal, and I had written here, the womb is the void, right? The void is the blank space, the sea of infinite potential where all possibilities spring up. So again, that feeds into that creativity, the ability to create something from nothing. It's all possibilities. Anything can be created through the womb space, through that portal. And also it's a portal into, God consciousness, into source. The womb is the perfect hologram of the all that is. It's like your little God essence is all held in the womb space. And I think the only one that I had listed that we hadn't touched on was sexual vitality. Again, that feeds into the pleasure. So we notice these themes, right? We had the void, intuition, discernment, creativity, power, creative power, pleasure, sexual vitality, connection, portal space. So we're already tapping into these themes of the womb. So keeping this in mind, we're going to move into our next journal prompt. And this one is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how connected do I currently feel to my womb and why? On a scale from 1 to 10, how connected do I currently feel to my womb? Why? Dory asks, right now we're in this stage of my life, within the recent, I would say more this phase of your life. The currently, as in within the recent past and the now. And you may notice as you answer that maybe the number is higher for certain aspects of the womb and lower for different aspects. Like maybe you feel really connected to the creative aspect and less so to, I don't know, maybe sexual vitality, let's say. And when you feel ready to share, you can drop it in the chat or unmute yourself. Yes,
Hello.
Jennifer.
Hi. I'll go first. I think I might have missed the first part of the question because I came in late and I do apologize. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I am feeling about a 7. Although my womb is not in use anymore, she is retired. I thank her for her service. And she has, I'm very grateful for all that she has created and held for me.
Beautiful. And yes, the just a little when you were speaking about no longer in service, perhaps the physical, right, the physical aspect of the womb, but the energetic portal that is the womb is forever, forever in service, always, always that connection point. Beautiful, beautiful. Who else would like to share?
I can go. I gave it a 5. It felt kind of in the middle because I feel I was very disconnected from my womb and my body entirely in the past. So I feel like I've gotten a good amount more connected to what I was relating it to. It's like my intuition. And I may have missed the first part because I came in a little bit late. And like opened up sexually in so many ways and being more in touch with that sort of like inner voice and my own pleasure. So that's so much sharper now. But I also feel like the door's like cracked open and there's so much more to learn and so much more awareness there. So to be received.
Beautiful, thank you. Yes, cracking open of the door. It's an infinite journey, the spiral of the womb. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. Who else would like to share?
I will completely piggyback that 100%. And I also feel like I'm sitting at a 4 or 5. And it might have been a point less than that or two before starting erotic innocence with you all. I feel like I do consciously tune in and give space to my womb. My physical, my energetic, I'm more conscious of it than I've ever been. And I feel like I might have been more alive in some ways before I was conscious. But I feel like it's a healthier relationship now. I do feel like I am still living in my head, or I feel like my nervous system was really kind of running the show. So analysis anyway. So and especially since being in this container, I feel like I'm remembering. It's like coming home in a really big way. And yeah. So the bursts that I am conscious though, I feel like are short, and I'm not giving it what she deserves, or like what I deserve. Anyway, so yeah, 4 or 5. Lot more work to do, and look forward to it.
Well, thank you. A lot more play to be had. Would like to share.
Yeah, I think we're all not so much piggybacking, but like on the same sort of level of or sentiment of connection. I wrote down a 6.5 because I was like, 7 feels like too much. Just a little more than 6. Just based on the fact that before I was not aware of like my womb or like my connection to it, and very much did not listen the inklings of my intuition or the thing, like a little bit like what Misty say in the using the mind and listening to the mind and valuing the mind a lot more than the body. So I feel like that has opened up for me in the past few years. So I feel like with the things that we talked about, I think the feeling of like the void, it's one that I relate to a lot. Like I feel like when I sort of connect with my womb, there's this darkness in the sense of like There's no distractions. It's just like a very sort of infinite kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's weird. but it's almost like there's this like rest and silence and groundedness. Then there, and also like the creativity, right? Like the power to create and feeling like I can't do any shit. I can bring life. It's even if I want to or not, it feels like it empowers me a lot. Yeah. So vitality as well. It makes me feel like very powerful. But I feel like there's a lot more that I want to expand my capacity to handle that connection. So that's why 6.5.
Beautiful, thank you. And some of the words you had mentioned with like the stillness and darkness or a lot of those are descriptive words for how people relate to the void space, the great blackness, the great darkness, the silence from which all sound springs. It has this life and death are both in the womb. It contains all of it. That's the point. It's like the all that is not both. They're all there. That's why it's this like portal into God consciousness, because there's nothing outside of source, including the black space, including the void. It's that paradox of the everything and the nothing in one place. And then I see Kayla said 3 to 4 blocks from trauma. Elise said, yes, I forgot creativity, feeling that is higher for me, birthing lots of ideas and creations in my life. Beautiful. And then Kayla, is there any more that you'd like to say in regards to those numbers?
So my journey with my womb is fairly new, and prior to this, I became aware like in the last year that I wanted to start exploring womb work, that had come through. But before that, I'd done maybe like two meditations where I connected to and experienced my womb consciously. And then being in my relationship and experiencing like real emotional safety and intimacy and connection has been beautiful, but also really challenging because all of the things that I was numb to that I couldn't feel before have a safe container to be experienced. So the door is cracked, but there's also a lot that I feel like has to be like let go and released and alchemized also in the process. But there is like the clarity and the intention and the desire. And like I said, it's been interesting to discover that she's like, oh, hi. She's not angry. She's like, I want to work with you. And I'm like, okay, good. We're on the same page. But there's a lot of, it feels like there's a lot of stuff kind of in the way that I want to clear so that all of the pleasure and the creativity can come through. Because there's just, for me, quite honestly, like there's a lot of fear. Like there's a lot, like a lot of fear. And I'm having to learn to trust and break the habit of being in my mind because of experiences that made me not feel and actually like believe deeply that it wasn't safe to be in my body. And so I'm having to unlearn and remember, and it's a process.
The safety in the body. A lot of in the like earlier phases of connecting with the womb, it's a very common for layers of grief and anger to come up. The womb holds a lot of memories, right? A lot of not only from like sexual traumas or violations, not only from one's own life, but from their lineage, also the collective humanity, any sort of violation against innocence, no matter how it's looked, that memory is kind of stored in the collective womb of humanity. And so when we begin this process of connecting, we volunteer to be the vessel through which some of these memories can move and the trapped emotional density from them can be freed. And when that arise, if we feel like tears coming or like a scream or a yell, just knowing it's a normal part of the process and just letting things move however they're wanting to move. And that goes for this container, obviously, specifically as we go into the connection with the womb work, really, trusting whatever is arising is there for a reason and it's ready to move. And we allow it to move by just being present with it and being with it. We don't need to change it. We don't need to diminish it, shut it down, turn it down. Your body's infinitely intelligent and it knows how to move it already. We're just providing this compassionate witness space for it to flow. So with that, we're going to start building that foundation, that trust, that safety in the body by going through these practices of intentional connection. And there's so much we can talk about with the womb. I mean, we could have a whole 9-week course on just the womb. And I feel as I've been in this work for almost a decade now, I feel like it's actually much more efficient to just connect directly with the womb through the body, and the wisdom of your womb will arise. You'll learn whatever information or content you need to that's pertinent to your life from connecting with the womb directly. So I'm very much in this vein of rather than, going out and reading a bunch of books and researching out there, just go straight to the source, and the source will allow whatever pertinent information to arise in that moment. Like, everything is stored in your womb, all the memories through all time, all information through all multiverses. So the more we focus on just having that direct connection, the more access we have to that rich repository of whatever's going to nurture and fulfill us in any given moment. And before we dive in, just a little funny like story that had popped up when I think it was Dory reflecting on what Misty had said about being more in the mind than the body, or giving more credence to the mind or the intellect. There was this day, like maybe over like a year or so ago, and I was hiking with a girlfriend, and we had gotten like terribly off trail. Just we were tromping through the brush and were completely lost, and like the phones wouldn't work, and we couldn't GPS where we were. And it was going to be sundown pretty soon, and I was starting to feel kind of panicked, like I hadn't planned to be out in this. And I was going through all the possibilities in my mind, running through like, okay, well, we don't really even know where we came from at this point. We've been walking in circles. Everything looks the same, like cone. And I was getting really overwhelmed. And I had this moment where I was like, wait a second. I know how to connect with my body. I know how to connect with my womb wisdom. And so I asked my friend if she'd take a deep breath with me. And we took a few deep breaths, and I put my hands on my womb. We both did. And I was like, I forget how I posed the question exactly, but it was something of like, what's the best practical next step right now. And then I heard that way. And I told her, I was like, that way. We go that way. And she like cross-referenced it with her womb, and she's like, yeah, let's do that. And sure enough, within 5 minutes, we came up on a road miles away from where we had started. But we were on a road. And just as we walked out, at that moment, a car, a big like SUV came by. It was a mom on her way to pick her child up from soccer. And she was like, wow, you know, you two are really lucky. Like, no one's ever really on this road because it's such a secluded residential area. So it was like following our womb wisdom in that moment, we were immediately directed at the exact time point that this woman would be crossing in an area where normally, even if we had found it, someone wouldn't have been there to pick it up. And so to pick us up. And so it was just a really powerful example for me of what happens when we, you know, get out of the overactive mind, intellect, especially when you're doing it from an already like panicked or agitated or overwhelmed space. It's just not efficient. It's not efficient to be in the intellect. It's way more efficient to drop into the intuition of the body. So, with that, we'll go ahead and start some of this connection time. So, first, we'll go into a little free sounding practice with the womb. This is a very easy, simple way to start building that foundational connection, that presence with your womb. And then we'll go into a clearing some of the emotional density, traumas, past sexual history, etc., from the womb space. So go ahead and get into your cozy spot, whether you're seated or laying down. If you're seated, if you're able to, put your soles of your feet together and place your hands in an inverted triangle and rest that over your womb space. So you have this inverted triangle over the womb and the soles of your feet together if you're sitting up. This is a really potent position. It's like you're on your throne. You're on your queenly throne. So feeling this position now, tuning into the points of contact with the soles of the feet and the thumbs and the fingertips. And beginning to slow down your breath and breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose. Out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, bringing your awareness, your full attention into your womb, into this area in between this triangle of your hands, just above the pubic bone, below the belly button, and just dropping your awareness into the center. Imagining your awareness seated in the throne of your palms, the way that you are seated. Just settling your awareness there on the throne of your womb. And continuing to breathe on your own rhythm, your own time, and setting the intention silently now that your womb sound through you. Whatever your womb is desiring to sound, whether it be a sigh, a groan, a chirp, a whistle, a tone, whatever it is, a cry, a yell, whatever it is, any sound is welcome, however soft, however loud. And on our exhales, we're going to begin allowing the womb to sound through whenever you're ready. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Your own rhythm. Allowing the jaw to stretch and open with the sound, however it comes out. It may feel good to let the tongue hang out, stretch open with every sound. Imagining as you breathe in, pulling up the sound and then exhaling it out. Focusing your awareness in the womb. Asking the womb, how do you wish to sound through me in this moment? Letting the sound shift and change however it wishes. Noticing the vibration of the sound as it flows through your body on the exhale. And imagining now breathing into your womb and exhaling out through your womb, focusing the breath through the womb space, continuing to sound. Allowing yourself to exhale this final sound. Nice big full breath. And as you complete this sound, returning to a still point, focusing your awareness on the womb, on the little triangle inside of your hand. If your legs are tired from holding the soles touching together, you can feel free to move the legs into a more comfortable position. Continuing to hold that upside down triangle on the womb and just noticing the subtle sensations moving through. And we're going to ask the womb a question out loud. And after you ask this question out loud, we're going to take some moments of silence for you to listen very intently for how the response comes, whether that be as words, silence, sensations, colors, whatever it is. So, repeating this question aloud after me, beloved womb, what messages do you have for me today? I'm listening. Asking another question out loud and then listening intently for the response, repeating after me now. Beloved womb, how may I serve you? And from this space, very gently, slowly grabbing your journal and free writing whatever is coming to you in this moment, which is going to take a couple minutes to free write. Whatever was coming through in those responses, even if it's silence, just allowing yourself to let the pen flow. And we'll have another minute until we go into the next exercise. If there's anything you'd like to share from this one, feel free to drop it in the chat or unmute your microphone. And you can stay in the writing space if you wish.
I feel like I have always an initial moment when I feel like my brain sort of producing what my brain wants my womb to say. And it's tricky to feel like not feel like manipulating myself into like what I think my womb wants to say. So that's something that I guess I'm learning to discern.
Yes, a suggestion. Would you like a suggestion?
Yeah.
When you feel that kind of mental body come online, because there's a texture to the intellect, right? There's a texture. So that's part of your discernment is feeling the difference in the texture. But beyond that, when I was in the beginning phases of like womb dialogue, allow for the silence. Like, give yourself permission to be in the silence with your womb. And if a word starts to come up, take an extra deep breath. And that'll just provide more spaciousness for that silence, that black space to fill your consciousness. And if the word is still arising through that, then it's more of a hint of like, oh, okay, there she is. There's part of this is like, oftentimes we second guess intuition when we just, there doesn't need to be a second guessing. Because in truth, we're all one coherent system. You're just your soul. And sometimes we compartmentalize too much, the mind versus the womb, intuition versus not. And so there's this process of just trusting whatever is arising. So the two practical steps I'd say is one, just noticing differences in texture as you continue practicing these sorts of exercises. And number two, breathe into silence. Breathe into silence.
I feel like they have different personalities too.
Yeah, they do. I know. My mind, she's a chatterbox.
Yeah, it feels like, yes, there's a childish quality to my brain, like quick and scared and fixing it and.
Yeah, the womb has a very like, it's a wise grandmother. She's in the, there's this quality in the
That's why
womb.
I literally wrote what my womb wants or need, or how can I serve it, was water. I saw a body of water
Oh.
moving, sort of like waves, but not necessarily the sea. Could be like the shore of a river or something. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, literally being in water helps to cleanse the auric field and allow the intuition to arise more easily. And the womb definitely has this like oceanic quality, this ocean of love, ocean of infinite possibility, ocean of silence. So connecting with the water element can definitely enhance our connection to the womb space, the waters of the body. Beautiful. Was that helpful? Okay, good. And then I see Elise was, I feel the same. Was that in regards to the mental?
Yeah, the mental piece is like so hard for me too because I'm so chattery in my brain and I want to create story around everything. And so I had sort of a battle in internally and so I actually did kind of what you said without realizing it, but leaned into the silence. I was like, I don't need a story. I don't need a word. Nothing has to come. And when I got really quiet, the thing that came through was this color violet. And what's interesting about that is I've had this like really intense experiences with acupuncture and some other things when I was going through infertility. And I felt that this violet color was like my spirit baby wanting to come through at the time. That's what I like connected it to. But I'm kind of feeling like it was just me connecting with my womb. And it's really interesting. So that was like, whoa, maybe that's what it was all along. I don't know, but it was cool.
Beautiful, beautiful. So yes, we're all go, you know, we're in this process of like the only way that we get better with the discernment of like what's the mental body, what's the intuitive voice is by practicing. It's by doing it. And then you get feedback in retrospect. And then it becomes clearer. So it's just, you know, sometimes it could feel a little like clunky or cumbersome or hesitant. That's all normal. That's all a perfect part of the process. Know that you feeling that is that much closer to the ease and the trust. So it's all part of it. And I saw Kayla say, I saw random images, green dresses, pine needles, a canvas tent, red clay, a dark hole. I was like, okay, I wondered if it was my mind. So again, there's this like, you know, I see multiple people speaking to like, is it my mind? Is it my womb? We're building the connection, right? So trust that the womb is opening. And even if like, things seem random or like they don't coherently go together. That's perfect. Just keep practicing because the important thing is setting aside, carving out the space to intentionally connect. The messages will get clearer through time. But if you never go through the process of just connecting in the first place, they never even have an opportunity to become clear. So all this is perfect. And I was wondering, how did the vocal part go for you? Because I'm noticing these comments are more directed to the answer that we asked out loud, but what was it like to just purely connect with the womb in a visceral way? How was that feeling for people, whether you drop it in the chat or speak aloud?
So for me, that was electric and alive and wild. And I witnessed myself go from just, oh God, to fiery, like panther birthing a child, to like in the same breath, having that and going into a light, just like a little whisper, like flutter, and it was like, I don't think I've ever experienced that in the same way before. So that was, I'm totally doing that again and again and again. And then I just wanted to just also say there was a point when I tuned in and ask, just speaking with the womb and free writing, there was a part that was, there's so much more pleasure and creation to experience together. Like, and there was a quick minute that I was like, or second that I was like, I mean, I smiled as I heard it, wrote it, felt it. And there was that little part that was like, your mind's creating this. And I was like, and if it is, like, okay. And I'm just like not gonna give myself to like, it just feels really good. So womb mind doesn't matter. But I totally understand what everyone else is saying and can be the same way. But anyway, and so that was really, really good. And I also came up with hydrating, which was by drinking water, but also like just hydrating my body. But it was like hydrate the in bodies of water. Like it was, water was very, it stood out in multiple ways. Anyway, that's
Beautiful.
yes, thank you.
Thank you. And yes, on the note of like the mind versus womb, when I was first in the early phases of refining my intuition, I was blessed in that I, out of nowhere, suddenly adopted almost like a false confidence, where, because I came from academia, right? I was extremely mental. And then I had a sudden spiritual awakening and was like reading books about connecting with intuition and such. And when I started doing certain little exercises to connect with the intuitive voice, I was just like, well, yep, that's it, because that's what came through. There's. I was like, yeah, like if I would have had any of the experiences y'all were having of writing it or thinking it or seeing it, I would have been like, yeah, green dresses, pine needles, a canvas tent, red clay. That's what the womb said, because that's what showed up. Like, that's just what it is. So it can help to just like, again, but put on this hat of like, what is it like to be the version of myself that fully trusts what's coming through? That just doesn't second guess, that just accepts because that's what's arising. You'll get feedback when, if you apply those things, and you'll see how life responds. And then in retrospect, you can have a moment. I had moments in retrospect where I was like, ooh. Turns out that wasn't that accurate, or turns out that wasn't that helpful. But that's the process to go through to start the refining and the smoothing out. We're going camping in green dresses, the womb said. So yes, I was going to ask if that was the answer to like, how can I support you? I'm like, sounds like she really wants to be in nature right now. Camping trip. Beautiful. So we'll use the final time here to do a little bit of a womb clearing. And for Thursday, we're going to go into a deeper journey. I'm hearing to reserve Thursday for just a full-on embodiment ceremony. So the whole time, just being in connection with the womb. Especially in the more visceral ways. What's powerful about the sounding is right. There's not really a space for the intellect to get involved in that moment. You're just purely sounding. So if that's feeling extra cumbersome right now, I still encourage practicing the dialogue because, again, that's got to move through the discomfort and the clunkiness to refine. And it'd be helpful to pair it, as we did here, with the sounding so that you're already getting into that very like visceral feeling space before moving into any sort of dialogue space. And the sounds that you intuitively sound, you're your own sound healer. Your body knows exactly what tones need to come through in any given moment to harmonize your energy body in that moment. So trust too, this is your part of trusting what's coming through. The perfect sounds are coming through to equilibrate your energy field in that moment. Your womb is healing you in that moment through the sounding. It's allowing the energies to move, any emotional densities to clear. It's allowing everything to flow smoothly and freely. So just trusting the sounds as well. So with that, we're going to drop back in. So settling into a seated position once again. Alrighty, sounds good, Kayla. Drop in, taking a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose. Out through the mouth, resting the hands on the womb in this little inverted triangle position, resting it on the womb space, continuing to breathe out through the womb on a sigh so that you're connected to a subtle sound. Feeling that sigh rumble through the womb. And as you continue sighing through the womb space, imagining or bringing into your awareness anyone and everyone whom you have ever exchanged sexual fluids with, even if that be through kissing, and just allowing this to move through like a Rolodex. Rolodex of memories, maybe like you're paging through a book, just letting whatever seemingly random memories flitter through. Past lovers, past experiences. Sometimes these experiences were not consensual. Just allowing these to flow through. And imagining now all of the cords of the light of connection that had been formed with your womb, And just noticing how they appear in your mind's eye. There may be thick ones and thin ones. They may be 360 degrees around the womb. They may be concentrated on one side. Just noticing what cords were formed there through time. And with your right hand, while you maintain contact with the left on your womb, allowing your left palm to rest on your womb space, you're going to take your hand, your right hand, like a pair of golden scissors, and you're going to begin snipping through your mind's eye, snipping all the cords that you see wherever they are. Maybe some of them are behind you. Maybe some up high, some low, maybe some are thick, and you really need to cut through a few times. Just moving through this field with your golden scissors, snipping away all of the cords, snip, snip, snipping. Snipping away. And once you feel that you've snipped all the cords, you're going to place the palm of your right hand upward and imagine a violet flame of transmutation in the palm of your right hand, burning bright and sweeping this flame all around the womb space. From behind your body to the front. Maybe you wish to make little circles as you move, just intuitively sweeping this golden, sorry, this violet fire, violet flame all around the womb space. And seeing this violet fire dissolve any residues from all of these cords through all time, watching all of them completely dissolve with this violet fire. And with your right hand, placing the violet fire into your womb by pressing your right hand over your left palm and watching that violet flame move into the center of your womb space. And as you breathe into the womb, you see and feel that fire glowing brighter. This fire radiates, radiates, pulses this violet light outwards in all directions, completely clearing any and all cords through all time, space, dimensions, through all lifetimes, parallel lifetimes, through all lineages, and through the collective memory of humanity, feeling the power of this violet fire radiating out as a blessing of transmutation for all women, all lineages, all wombs, the one womb of all creation. Seeing the emanation of that violet flame glowing outward into infinity in all directions. And as you exhale, imagining that violet light emanating out like a ripple on all sides, 360 degrees, your exhale continually rippling out this violet light. Allowing whatever intuitive sounds wish to come through, whatever sighs. Bringing your palms back into the upside down triangle position, resting this over your womb. Breathing in and out through the womb space, feeling that violet flame at the center, continually emanating out 360 degrees into infinity, completely clearing, transmuting, purifying. And if you wish, speaking aloud the following words after me. Beloved womb, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. By the power of my I am presence, I hereby command the complete dissolution of any and all cords formed with my womb and my energy bodies through all dimensions, time, space, realities, and no time. I consecrate my womb as holy sacred ground, restoring it to its original essence in purity and erotic innocence here now. I reclaim the purity of my womb space and I acknowledge that my womb space has never been and can never be tarnished by any experience. I return to the seed of purity within me, the eternal seed of my eternal self, my eternal purity, and my eternal innocence. I claim this innocence now for all women, for all lineages, for all humanity, for all planetary systems, through all multiverses. I open to receive the wisdom of my womb, unfiltered, completely free from any form of conditioning through time. I hear my womb clearly from this day forward. And always, the slate is clean and clear now. I walk forward in purity, the purity I am always have been, and always shall be. Beloved womb, thank you for receiving and sanctifying this clearing here now. We walk forward together in a new way, a beautiful way, a way of remembrance, a way of honoring, a way of pleasure, a way of joy. I receive your wisdom now and always. I vow to nurture you. I vow to support you. I vow to listen. And I am so excited for our new blossoming relationship and the depths through which we get to know one another now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Taking a deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, allowing the hands to relax, bringing some gentle movement to the fingertips and the toes, stretch to the body. Thank you for going on that little cleansing journey with me. And as always, I'll drop the little feedback form in the chat. You're able to take a couple minutes after to fill it out. I appreciate y'all's feedback. And feel free to share in the Telegram chat anything that arose in that, if you wish. I think it's really beautiful to hear one another's experiences and stories because we witness ourselves in one another, and that's very validating and comforting. And we can also see how unique the journey is and just enjoy the richness of that diversity. So there's a lot of beauty in sharing. So please feel free to use that space for allowing yourself to be witnessed and for listening to others. Any closing remarks, questions before we complete today? If not, I love y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll see y'all on Thursday for our in-depth womb ceremony. I'm ready.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank
Good night.
you, Jennifer. Good night. Ciao, ciao, my loves.